Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
There he is.
How's it going?
Good, man. We'll move this mic up.
Yeah.
Tall squad tonight.
That's right.
Keeping it going here at Virgin Hotels, live on Dynasty Podcast. Ingrid Legend's keeping us live behind the boards because she's amazing. Brent the Butcher, Brent Douglas.
That's right.
Yeah. From These Days, attorney at law, accomplished man about town. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, thank you for coming up. I say that to everybody, but I always mean it. I genuinely am always so appreciative when anybody takes time out of there, especially their Sunday nights. Like, you could be home rewatching Game of Thrones. Like, you could be anywhere in the world tonight.
Right. I mean, I don't really need to be doing that, you know? And plus, tomorrow's President's Day.
So it is.
I'm taking the day off, so.
The weather's beautiful. Global warming is destroying our planet sooner than we anticipated, and it's incredible.
We're out tonight.
Yeah. We out here. Brent, man, thank you so much for coming up, man. This is overdue.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Well, you and I, we see each other just like, you know, I don't have to, I always go out on this podcast, like, Chicago's very small. And it's true. But it is, and it's like everybody sees each other, whether we're at, like, a closed sessions event here at Virgin, whether we're at, like, you know, a Red Bull Sound Select show or whatever. It's a small scene, a party at East Room, like, and you and I see each other all the time, but we've never had you on the mic.
That's right. Yeah, no, the music community here is great. Super close-knit and very small, like you said.
And it's a great time. So, yeah. But thank you for coming on, man. So, you are, one of the main things you're doing is These Days, which people, you know, I think, again, if you're watching this podcast, you know what These Days are, but explain These Days.
All right, so, These Days was kind of a brainchild, with a handful of guys that started a little over a year ago, and, you know, myself, Eric Montanez, Jake Krez, Pat Welby, mm-hmm. Wesley Parker.
Yeah,
There's
just such a good crew.
Such a great crew. Lots of awesome contributors. We all have had our experiences in the music industry in Chicago over the years. And about a year and a half ago, we decided to kind of pool our interests and our resources and try to go about doing something ourselves or together, rather.
Right.
For me, it turned out great because I... shortly after we did prior to These Days, I had a website of my own called Go Ill.
Right.
And I ran that for about 4 years. And right when I closed that chapter of my life and shut down that site and decided to pursue These Days with the team, I ended up taking a full-time day job shortly after that, which would have prevented me from doing all that on my own. So it was really a blessing.
Well, and yeah, you guys got, like, the whole kind of, like, Avengers thing going, where you have, like, all these great individuals coming together and yeah, kind of forming this larger thing that it would be a lot of work for any one person to do on their own.
Absolutely. And like Alex said earlier about his work with Kolar,
right.
Everybody has their own unique talents and abilities.
Right.
And we complement each other great. So.
Well, and I think everybody, you know, if you go out, you know Jake Krez, you know Patrick Welby, you know Wesley. Like, your crew is, like, you guys are active. You know?
Yeah, definitely. So everyone's very social.
Yeah. For you, what do you feel like is your kind of unique strength that you bring to the operation? You know, like, what's the thing that you're doing better than anybody else?
Well, since this all started, I've kind of fallen into the administrative role. Trying to, you know, keep the train on the tracks,
right.
So to speak. Be the voice of reason. And I think that's just across the board me in a nutshell, in my personal life, in my professional life, in These Days life. I am the voice of reason, which is needed at times. And then also...
I think in any creative pursuit, especially in music, you have to have somebody that's like, you know, hey, this is the actual reality of us doing this. Like, if we're going to commit to X, like, it's going to be this many hours. It's going to be like, we have to follow through on these things. I mean, I just know from my end. It's like setting up projects. There's always that moment where you're like, we should do blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, okay, wait, it's actually.
Oh wait, how is that going to work?
Right. Like, how do you actually do that?
How are you going to do that? Let's schedule and all the resources we need to do that.
So you're that guy.
I'm that guy. But on that same note, you know, we have the Jake Krez of the group, you know, that that comes in and pushes the envelope and gets me out of my comfort zone at times when that's necessary as well. So it's really a team effort.
And these days, it was probably late last year, celebrated 1 year.
Yeah, September.
September
of last
year.
Not
too long ago.
Not too long ago.
What have you learned? I mean, and well, let's make this question two parts. What did you take from your experiences with Go Ill and heading that up into these days? And then we'll talk about what you've learned from these
Well,
days.
I don't know. With Go Ill, it started off as just a, you know, it's just a hobby for me to kind of write about music I enjoyed listening to.
Right.
And people started kind of paying attention to it and reading, then it was just a whole lot of busy work just treading water at that point. I couldn't grow. I couldn't do the stories that I wanted to. I couldn't produce the content that I wanted to on my own. I just couldn't. So that
blogging
was the...
it's a lot of work. I think a lot of people don't or even then didn't realize how many... I remember a billion years ago, like, MySpace era, and somebody wrote an article about how tough Perez Hilton's life is. And I was like, you draw dicks on everybody. Like, how hard could it be? Like, this is easy. You post a picture and you write a paragraph.
Sometimes you want to just come home and watch Netflix and go to sleep. You don't want to draw dicks that day.
Sure. Sometimes you don't. But, like, and then you become a quote-unquote content creator, as we all are. And then you're like, oh, my God, this is exhausting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a heavy lift for anyone doing it on their own. So transitioning to a team had its own set of challenges, of course. Everybody that is working on the team was working by themselves. So, you know, establishing that team dynamic and who does what and that type of stuff was a challenge. But we're better off. We're all better off.
How much easier has it made it that, like, now you can... If there is an idea on the table, like, you already know what Wesley's going to do, you know what Jake's going to do, you know what Welby's going to do, like, versus just looking at it and be like, oh, shit, I got to do all these things.
It's incredible to have all the resources on deck, and it's really natural.
Right.
When an idea is pitched, everyone just falls into where they're supposed to be and gets it done. So it's been fantastic.
One of the things that these days does really well is long-form journalism, which, man, especially now, like... People, like, you know, people watch 10-second Snapchats and they're like, is this still going?
Right.
Like, they treat it like it's Lord of the Rings Part 3. You know, like...
I know.
People read a tweet. Like, there's a great Onion headline a million years ago, and it's just like, it didn't even have an article. It was just a headline. It just said, tweet skimmed. And that's the culture we're in. But you guys, by contrast, you're producing these long-form pieces that are maybe like, you know, 10,000, I don't know how long, but they're long. So like
they're long. Yeah, not 10,000 words, but they're long.
They're long. Like, and you're going in depth about a lot of Chicago creators, a lot of Chicago talent. What was the thought in kind of like bucking the trend of short form, microblogging, whatever you want to call it, and producing something a lot more weighty?
So we set out to not be a blog. Like, we just didn't want to do that. While we want to support the single releases and the music videos and the day-to-day stuff that you see all the time because we love the artists in our city.
It's easy to drown in that stuff.
Right, but we didn't want that to be the focal point. We wanted the story to be told and the story to be, you know, memorialized on paper or the internet. Or
digital
whatever,
paper.
You know, digital paper.
Yeah.
So that was really important to us is kind of, you know, take a snapshot of what's happening right now and preserve that. And it all means so much to us. We hope that it means so much to other people in years to come.
Well, and I think that, like, if you're of a certain age, you grew up... I was talking about this with David Drake a few weeks back right here. And, you know, David Drake, very accomplished, talented journalist.
Absolutely.
In Chicago, covering music. And we were talking about, like, growing up in the age of, like, long-form journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every 2 weeks, a new issue of Rolling Stone coming out and being like, oh, my God, I get to read about, like... Soundgarden or whoever, right? And it was a very in-depth, important piece of journalism more often than not. Or growing up reading, like, Greg Kot, Jim DeRogatis. And, like, again, I think if you're of a certain age, like, that kind of long-form thing, it means something. It's different than just, like, a two-sentence write-up of a new Drake video.
No, absolutely. And I do feel, although, you know, the trend has been going away from long form for the past few years. Right. I feel like it's starting to move back a little bit. It's less important to read those small little blurbs about a song.
There's nothing being said there.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So we're hoping to capitalize on the people who actually want to read something.
What kind of stories are you guys producing? You know, it's very Chicago centric, but like, who are some of the talents that you've covered, either you yourself or the team that you've orchestrated these projects? Like, how do you pick who you're covering?
Well, it's really, we meet every week, and we've met every week since, you know, 5 months before the website went live.
Right.
And we talk, and we just, you know, what are you listening to? Well, what are you listening to? Or who's doing something, or what's in the news, you know? So it's just a really open conversation, and all of us, like you said earlier, are kind of out and about and doing things, and so we take note. So when we see artists like, you know, like Femdot, right, or anybody up and coming, like we're listening
Burns
to that
Twins,
music.
Yeah.
The Burns Twins, kind of, that you had on recently.
Right, which I set up through Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I always go back to this, but it's like I love that everybody in Chicago in this community can like draw upon each other, because like Patrick came up to me maybe a few weeks back or maybe 2 months ago and was like, hey, like Burns, like you got to check these guys out. And I was like, great. And then I emailed him like 2 weeks later. I was like, hey, can you send me the names of like who you were telling me about again? And then like he gave us the contact. We reached out to them. We had them on the pod. And like, and I love that there's that ecosystem here now.
Absolutely. You know? Those guys are a great example. All right, Kanye and the Burns Twins are a fantastic example in that last month's cover with them and with Rick Wilson and all the supporting roles.
Like the next wave.
Exactly. Yeah. We didn't want to focus on, you know, I don't need to tell you that Kanye West put out a video today.
Or that like, Chance. And the Chance story is so important on so many levels, but it is now it's being covered by everyone.
Exactly.
There's very little Chance. No, wow. Holy, I can't believe I said that. There's not a lot of like concern that like no one's going to tell Chance's story.
Exactly.
That story is being told, and it's being told well, and that's important. But for you guys, yeah, you can cover
exactly
maybe some of the corners that haven't been had a, you know, as bright of a light shown on them yet.
And that's really the goal, is to find those artists that are, you know, doing big things, but haven't received the recognition or the
right.
or the coverage from other outlets. While we still tell the Chance story, obviously it's
sure.
the Chicago story right now.
It is. It's the story of Chicago right now.
Right. So that's important, but it's really important for us to shed light on people who haven't.
Yeah. To not just be Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about the law side? Because you have, are you currently practicing law right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So I don't know very much about your law side, so I'm kind of taking some shots in the dark here.
Sure, sure.
Are you covering entertainment, music law, or are you totally focusing on a different realm unconnected to your work?
Both.
Okay.
So both. By day, I work for the Illinois Housing Development Authority.
Okay.
And essentially we give money to developers to build affordable housing in the state. And I started that about a year ago. It's been a super rewarding job and lots of fun. But I also represent musicians, you know, big to small.
Right.
It could be just a, you know, a mentorship relationship or just, you know, giving tips on what you should do and how you should send emails or draft emails or,
oh
you
my
know,
God. Like email,
the simple
I mean,
things to...
It's crazy that email is such an art form and so many people maybe missed the mark on that.
Well, I didn't... It wasn't until law school and I sent an email to a professor and there was no... there was no dear so-and-so or sincerely or best regards or anything. It was just like a sentence, you know, asking a question. And I remember him, responding back to me like, hey, it's, you know, it's no big deal, but you should really, you know, provide like a salutation or something in your email.
Right.
And that stuck with me. I felt embarrassed. You know, I was like, oh man, I really should know that by now. Right.
I can feel that like red, like,
right. I was
yeah.
like, oh man, I wanted to take it back. But yeah, so if I could pass on those little tips, that's fantastic. But I also work with more established artists that are, you know, working with giant brands and talking to labels on conference calls with 20 people, you know,
right.
It definitely is a wide range of things.
I know a lot of artists and creatives, like they're not in a hurry to like arm themselves with all the business acumen that they might need, whether it's on a legal side or whatever.
Right.
They're not in a hurry to read contracts. So, like, and I feel like this is going to be a topic that we cover in a larger panel at some point this year, but
definitely,
what are some legal takeaways that artists need to know to arm themselves?
Well, I mean, always have somebody look at something before signing it. That's number one.
That's
I've seen that time and time again, and people get, you know, if they get into a bind and they feel like they're being taken advantage of, but they have the opportunity to...
But they did sign it.
They signed it.
Sure.
Right. They had, you know, like somebody could have looked at it. Most of the time, more often than not, I should say, everything is laid out there.
Right.
Whether you read it or understood. I mean, it can be tricky. I mean, there's legalese. It's complicated. And,
oh, sure.
You know, they make it complicated, but...
And they make it way longer than it needs to be.
Have somebody look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the next thing is, regardless of where you're at in music, if you're putting, especially if you're putting your music on Spotify or Apple Music, or now anybody could do that. It's
right.
Not like you don't have to be on
go
a label
TuneCore
to be.
And,
exactly.
Yeah.
TuneCore gets your stuff on there. But when you go and you put your stuff through TuneCore or on your own, you have to attest that you own 100% of that record. And if you worked with a whole bunch of producers and other
or you have samples
artists,
mixed
or
in there,
samples,
or sure,
you can't say that. And most people are just like, click, whatever.
It's just them rapping over a Jay-Z song.
Right.
And they're like, yes, I own all of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to result in somebody getting sued? Probably not. I mean,
right.
You know, it depends on the size of the artist and you know, how big the song gets, but it's a possibility. You should always
need to know that.
Yeah, you should take the steps to... At least, you know, if you're working with so-and-so producer, have a one sheet of paper that says, he did this, and that's this
just
percent
break
of the record.
Down the percentage,
you know, like,
of roles.
It doesn't have to be super formal. You don't have to get an attorney for everything. At least have something on paper that kind of outlines.
Scanned.
Exactly.
Emailed.
But like I said, I mean, musicians don't like paperwork at all, ever.
No. Creatives don't like paperwork.
No, it's an awkward conversation, right?
Right, because you just want to get to the part where, like, you're going to do this, I'm going to do this, it's going to be awesome, we'll show it at South By, like, it's going
to
be so much fun.
Everyone's turned off, like,
and
oh, you know what, I just...
slow it down and sign a bunch of stuff.
Right, like, yeah. I'd rather just not do the record if I have to sign paperwork, you know?
Right.
So
it's just protecting yourself.
It's tricky, but you will get to a point where you have to.
Right.
It's unavoidable. If this is your business, you have to know the business.
Well, and I think a lot of musicians, creatives, etc., they don't always want to think of what they're doing as a business.
Right.
Or they don't know how to necessarily, like, reframe it cognitively, where it's like, it's not just taking photos, shooting video, writing songs, doing the great creative side of it, but it's also my brand, my LLC, my organization, like, you know, my work.
Right.
Yeah.
And well,
that can
of,
be a hard way to view it.
There's a lot of artists that don't view it that way. And if that's your route, that's cool. If you do it just because you love making music,
right,
and you have a job working at some company and you're totally cool with that, then
sure,
that's fine. But I know lots and lots of people that do want to be professional musicians. And if that is your role, you should invest time in that. And not just put it on a manager or put it on somebody right else on the team. Like, you really need to understand as the artist, at least have a general understanding of what's going on.
Well, otherwise it's too easy to get taken advantage of. I mean,
right,
there was that article the other day about, like, Alanis Morissette's manager stole, like, just millions from her.
Yeah.
Millions, you know?
If you give somebody all that power...
What's going to stop them?
Exactly.
Yeah, not everyone's going to be, like, Pat the manager.
Exactly.
Like, most people aren't Pat.
Right. No,
yeah,
most people are not Pat.
What's on deck for you for these days? Like, what's coming up in 2017?
Man, just so many more busy days, I
sure
guess. With these days, it's growth.
Right.
Growth is the theme in 2017. We want we have, you know, up until a couple months ago, it was just, you know, the five of us.
Right.
Really grinding it out, but we have some awesome contributors that have joined on, and
you have Nico Rudd, right?
Nico Rudd is a contributor with us as well. Yeah,
we're gonna have him on the podcast in a few weeks.
Yeah. So. I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
and we just brought on Michael Salisbury. He's a photographer in and around Chicago. He's on as our creative director and has been shooting all of our covers and just been super awesome to work with.
That's awesome.
One of the most professional people I've ever worked with. So. Just lots of awesome content coming your way as far as these days goes.
Right on. How can anybody pitch if they want to either get involved as a contributor, if they want to pitch coverage for a project, like, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Coverage-wise, we don't really take submissions or stuff like that. If it's hot, then we'll find it.
Right.
You know, we'll find you when the time is right. Like coverage and like working together, it's just, I mean, Twitter. Just get us on Twitter or Facebook or social media.
Twitter is like my LinkedIn.
Yeah, super receptive. I mean, if somebody messages me, I'm not going to ignore it, you know?
Right.
So even if it's a question about, hey, can we submit? Like, I'm not going to just be like, nah, I'm just not going to respond to this guy.
Right.
I'll tell it how it is and go from there.
So something that I feel like, and I think we've talked about this on Twitter, like with a lot of the other Chicago music lawyer talents, and I know it's not your only focus, but like, I feel like there's going to be a, like, we do all these panels with Dynasty Podcasts. I'm sure we're going to do a entertainment law, music law panel this year. So
yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Let's definitely continue this conversation there, where we're going to have like a kind of like built-in audience in the room. And, you know, we'll make that happen late spring, summer.
Absolutely. Love to be part of that.
Brent the Butcher, man, I'm so glad we got you on. Like,
thank you, man.
This is overdue, like I said, and the whole team, we've had pretty much everyone from these days on now at this point.
Yeah, I think that's all. This is all.
That's
all the core guys.
Yeah, man.
Now we'll introduce you to the new writers.
Well, like I said, we got Nico coming on. I mean, he's been killing it, like doing really great work with Chicago Creative. So I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you so much, man, for coming up. Though,
thanks for having me, man.
We'll keep the conversation going.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.